Hey, yeah, we're the same brothers from a long time ago. We was talking about television and doing it on the radio. What we did was to help our generation realize they got to get out there and get busy because it wasn't going to be televised. We got respect for young rappers and the way they freeway in. But if you're going to be teaching folks things, be sure you know what you're saying. Older folks in our neighborhood got plenty of know-how. Remember, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be out there now. And I ain't coming at you with no disrespect. All I'm saying is that you damn well got to be correct. Because if you're gonna be speaking for a whole generation, and you know enough to try and handle their education, be sure you know the real deal about past situations, and ain't just repeating what you heard on a local TV station. Sometimes they tell lies and put them in a truthful disguise. But the truth is, that's why we said it wouldn't be televised. They don't know what to say to our young folks, but they know that you do. If they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? The first sign is peace. Tell all them gun-toting young brothers that the man is glad to see us out there killing one another. We raised too much hell when they were shooting us down, so they started poisoning our mind and trying to jerk us all around. And then they tell us they got to come in and control our situation. They want half of us on dope and the other half in incarceration. If the ones they want dead ain't killed by what they instigated, they can put some dope on the brother's body and claim it was drug-related. Tell them drug-related means there don't need to be no investigation, or at least that's the way they're gonna play it on the local TV station. All your 9mm brothers, give them something to think about. Tell them you heard that this is...
My life is one of movement. I've been traveling as fast as I can. Inherited trial and error directly from my old man. But I'm committed to the consequences, whether I stand or fall. And when I get back to my life, I think I'm gonna give her a call. I think I'm gonna give her a call. She's been waiting patiently for me to put my trip together. Touches something deep inside when she says she'd wait forever. Because forever's right up on me now, that is, if it ever comes at all.
Oh, lovely. I never thought of myself as a complex man or as someone who was really that hard to understand. Though it would hardly take a genius to realize that I've always been a lot too arrogant, a little too fucking wise. I was a combination that made a lot of folks feel duty-bound to do whatever they could to try and shoot me down, to head off some of the things that I might possibly say, to see if they couldn't take some of my pride away, to bring me disappointment, to teach me to fear it. Obviously, these are folks just didn't have no spirit.
Spirit said, don't give up.
Yes, it's time to stop your falling. You've been down long enough. Can't you hear the spirit's calling? Yes, it's the spirit. Can't you hear it? Calling your name, calling your name. Talking about spirit. people whose lives are so far off the track that what they like best about life is stabbing brothers in the back. And I was obviously too blind and probably too weak to see who was responsible for my losing streak. The best way to explain it is to say simply because I was looking around outside, and the truth is that I was the one. So I got locked into all of the analysis and found myself locked into a kind of paralysis and something.